Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 5.
The House will come to order. Members, take your seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. Give everybody a few minutes to get toward their seat.
Thank you.
Trying to get it on time. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Arp. Members and the visitors in the gallery will stand and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
If you would like to join with me in prayer, please do so. Our Heavenly Father, we acknowledge you before we undertake our business as creator and sustainer of all life. Our hearts are heavy. We've lost colleagues, Representative Tolson. We have others that are in the hospital, like Representative Jones and others. And we have friends and neighbors who are deployed away from their families. We look around us and we see such an uncertain world. We thank you for your faithfulness and steadiness as we undertake the privilege of doing the business of this state. We ask that you grant us a solemnity, a duty, and most of all, a wisdom and love for the very people that you love. Let us conduct our business in a way that is pleasing for our fellow man, in a way that you show us. For I pray in your name. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Lewis is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for February 4th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves that the journal for February 4th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Looking around, I don't think the nurse of the day is back in with us. Committee reports. The clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report. Senate Bill 7, Bipartisan Ethics Appointments, favorable.
Calendar 36B for Wednesday.
House Resolution 16, 2019, House Permanent Rules, favorable. Committee Substitute Resolution, unfavorable. Original Resolution.
Original Resolution, unfavorable. Committee Substitute Resolution, Calendar 36B for Wednesday. Upon motion of the Chair, we are happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the United Nations Youth Assembly Delegation from Elizabeth City State University. If you're with us, please stand and welcome to the General Assembly. Introductions of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Howard and Setzer, House Bill 18, allow absentee ballot fire district election.
Elections and ethics law, if favorable, rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representative Hennick, House Bill 19, Dare County Community College construction funds.
Education Community College, if favorable, appropriations capital, if favorable, rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representative Alexander, House Bill 20, remove Silent Sam, UNC Chapel Hill.
State and local government, if favorable, education universities, if favorable, rules calendar and operations of the House. Notices and announcements. Seeing none, Representative Lewis is recognized. I'm sorry, I saw one at the last minute. For what purpose, the gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren Rise?
For announcement.
You have the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
The State and Local Government Committee will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. in room 544. Please be on time. The gavel will hit at 10 o'clock.
Thank you. Any further notices and announcements? Is anyone else very slow today? Seeing none, Representative Lewis is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February 6th at 2 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Barnes, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February 6th at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 5.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.